You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. The legendary Van Halen, and speaking of legendary, at the moment at the Corkway Theatre, there is a show called Just That. And in the write-up, it says there are six badass entertainers who are ready to blow your mind. One of those badass entertainments, probably the baddest of the badasses, is sitting right here in front of me. Hello, Brad.
I will take that.
Are you going to take
Mr.
that?
Mr. Greeks, thank you. That I don't hear that often enough. Yeah, so I appreciate that.
You're the badass.
The first ginger badass.
First
on
ginger.
Stage.
You do a song about that.
I do. Yeah. I sing a bit of a ginger song on the piano. It's quite.
No, we're not going to tell people about all the gimmicks.
No,
and
we won't.
Like
we won't.
That.
We'll just allude to them.
We'll allude to them. All right. So it's great to have you back
Thank
again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And Ash isn't here. I'm normally with someone. Are you stressed? I'm stressed.
We'll have words. We'll have words with him and Liam.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how you tap dance with your kneecaps broken, but
exactly.
We will have words.
No, and normally you people like Liam sings a song on you and stuff, and I'll dance. It's just going to get weird. They won't know what's going on out there, but I'll try my best. We'll vocalize it somehow.
Yeah. So Liam's probably dealing with baby vomit at the moment.
He is dealing with some baby issues.
Yeah.
So
All right.
He's got to get ready for the show tonight. So
okay. Yeah, you're on tonight, eh?
We are on tonight.
Okay, so we can't bugger about you too much. Okay, so legendary. Just give people an outline.
Okay, so basically how I would sum legendary up is that it's a music show and it's got lots of comedy in it.
Mm.
And it's got the best of the best when it comes to rock music.
Mm.
So essentially, there's the wedding playlist that everybody knows where it's those typical songs that you hear. So we've taken some of those songs, but we've also managed to insert those bangers where you go, oh my goodness, this is one of my favorite songs. I haven't heard this in a long time. And then I think we've got talented artists that sing it as good, if not better. This cast is crazy.
Let's just run through the cast. Yeah. Well, there is you.
Well, my name's Brad, and I'm pretty...
there.
No, so it's actually quite... I'm there. I bring a bit of the ginger comedy element to the show. I guess I don't claim to have a sensational voice. There are other people in the show who manage to do that. So we've got Vanessa Harris, who is, there we go. Do you want to say some words? Say
man.
Some words.
Oh,
say some
my
words.
Word.
Vanessa is just a bombshell on stage. She is the personality. She can handle an audience like that.
You know, I remember
in her hands.
Vanessa coming into the studio to chat. Her and Brad came in, and Ashley came in and had a chat to Judy. And she's kind of, I don't want to use the word mousy, but she's kind of just.
She's chilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of, she doesn't come across as being like, you know, she's just normal.
Absolutely.
Okay? And then she gets on that stage.
She
and
becomes
it's like
a beast of a person.
She's like something's possessed her.
That's a whole nother character. Now, Vanessa can click her fingers, turn it on, and have the audience eating out of her hands the entire time she's on stage.
And you guys said that to me.
Yeah.
You said that to me. You said, wait until you see her perform.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take my eyes off her.
No, completely. And she spends a lot of time off stage, obviously dealing with the sound and the lights stuff. But, I mean, it just makes it all that more better when she comes on stage. She just blows everyone away, and what a fantastic MC character to have in the show.
From the get-go. Okay, so there's her.
So there's Vanessa. Then there's Ash, my brother.
Ah.
My little soulmate man. love Ash. Ash is incredibly talented. Man, he can sing. He sings fantastically. His comedy's great. Look up to him. What a sensational performer.
Good dancer.
The best dancer. Yeah. Probably the best dancer in the country. Look up to Ash. Love the guy. Well, what can I say?
Yeah.
Performing with him is special.
He's a lovable guy.
Yeah, and we talk about it in the show. We've been performing together for 15, 16 years now. I did my first dance with Ash when I was like 14 years old, and he was 21 at the time.
Is he that much older than you?
Yeah, he's 7 years older than
me. Wow, I didn't realize
Crazy.
That.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah.
He's got his manscaping. I thought
you were the older brother.
No, yeah, thanks. Thanks. I'll take it, I guess. Yeah, he's the younger brother with two kids. That's, that's Ash. Okay, so that's the family done. Then we got Liam McDermott, which I'm sure you guys who out there know.
Great voice.
What a talent.
Great voice.
He's a little shit sometimes.
Yeah,
but,
great
I don't
voice.
Know. Can I say that?
Yes,
that,
you can say he's a little
we're
shit.
Streaming.
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah. In the, what a shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's incredible. one of the best voices in the country, so unique, sings like no one else can. He's crazy. And an insane musician. I mean, with his music shows with Layla and with...
I love the way he brings it into the...
He's cheeky. Cheeky. He can market himself anyway.
Yeah.
His past experience shows, his guitaring has gotten crazy. Like, he's really, really ramped up his skills. So he's performing. And then, obviously, we've got Miguel de Sampaio, who's just...
He's like the new boy.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
He's so cool. We brought Miguel in, and he was in Man Band the first time that we performed with him. And he's just such an amazing guy. So talented on stage. Super captivating. He's just a joy to watch.
Mm.
And he's a joy to be around as well. So keeping him in the cast is great. Yeah. And he has some moments in the show where he blows people away his voice.
He does.
Always known he's a good singer, but geez Louise, he sings a version of Creep, which is just...
unbelievable.
I think on a new level.
Yeah.
It's a cover that will, if that was on the radio, you should record it.
Yeah.
And then we've got Nicolette.
Nicolette Fernandez.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So Nicolette, we've obviously known her in the industry forever. And when she finished studying at UCT, she went on to perform in We Will Rock You, the musical. Mm. She was actually the lead, which is incredible for someone so young to...
just walk out of studying and go straight into that.
Into the biggest of big shows.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if you out there have seen We Will Rock You, but there's the the character Scaramouche, as far as I remember, and just belting out all of Queen's songs. And in the show, we actually have a little moment where we get to see her sing a song from Queen, which is amazing.
But she also does, is it Evanescence song?
My Immortal by Evanescence.
Wow.
Incredible,
but, eh? But her voice is great. There's no... But the effects that you guys put onto that is kind of mind-blowing. I mean, I kind of sat there, how did these guys do this?
So, funny story is, I knew the concept because I was initially going to play piano for her singing that song. And then it just happened that in the track, I was busy getting ready for the next act. So, I couldn't. So, I didn't really see it ever. And then someone posted a video of the effect and I was like, whoa. That's crazy. That's insane.
Absolutely.
Fun fact. So, obviously, I don't want to give too much away, but there's projection involved. And that she's wearing is Vanessa's wedding dress.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
How crazy is that?
Make use of what you've got.
There's your little fun fact. Yeah, Vanessa's granny, before she passed away, she obviously provided Vanessa with the wedding dress and said, if you use this once, I'm going to be upset with you. So she's like, use it in the show, use it somewhere, and it has finally come out. A little backstory. Beautiful.
Lovely. So that's the show. So essentially the show moves through different eras, but you also move you actually break it up quite nicely. So there's one bit where you do like the mixtape.
Yes.
And then you go from the mixtape to the mom school run and you put all those songs in there. It really does work out well.
It works out so well. This actually came about, the concept of this gag of the show came about because we were actually standing backstage and Ash was saying like how interesting that when we think about old school music and classics, we obviously think about the Led Zeppelins, the AC/DCs, the Rolling Stones. Mm. But for kids now, they're looking back and it's the music that we listen to.
That you listen to in the car with
it's classics for them. So that's all the M&Ms and the Linkin Parks and the Blink 182s and all these things. So we have a bit of a glimpse to go, what is the classics of when we were growing up?
Yeah, the 90s, the noughties.
The 90s and the noughties.
Yeah, and you do, your rapping is quite something.
Don't make me blush over here.
No, but you do.
Thank you.
Yes.
I've loved, so that was, there's my little weird secret. I was a ginger skateboarding rapper growing up. That was like what I love.
And you've got the scars to show it.
I've got the scars to show it. So as soon as, I mean, it wasn't going to be in the show. There was just, I just piped in at one point. We're like, can I sing Eminem? And Vanessa said, yeah. And I was like, oh, my dreams.
Yeah.
It's happened. So I do enjoy a good rap.
No.
A rap and a beatbox.
A rap and a beatbox. It really is a great show. The concept of the show, who works on that? I mean, there's got to be a creative mind, and I'm going to come to the creativity of that in particular in a moment. But who do you sit down as a team? Do you get the whole cast together and say, we want to do this? Or how does it unfold?
You know, the beauty about Cork Bay Theatre is that obviously when it started out, it was obviously just Ash and Vanessa, and then I was the next one in. So there is very much a family approach to the creation process. So I'd say it starts at the top with Ash and Vanessa, who come up with a concept. Then they'll pull me in next. We'll talk about ideas. Obviously, I can throw in a bit of the comedy element and see where it's going. But then the difference between what we do at our theater and everywhere else is we don't write a show and then sit down and tell people what they need to do. We'll bring the cast in and we'll say, this is the concept of the show. These are our ideas.
What do you think?
But then we'll go, we're doing a rock show. Miguel, what do you sing? And he goes, like, I sing a crazy version of Creep. And then we'll go, like, okay, cool, note it. See if we can work into it. Nicolette, have you sung Evanescence before? Yes, she has. Oh, wow, perfect. Let's do that. So we really want to play to people's strengths as opposed to dictate as to what they have to do. And I really think that that pulls together an incredible show. But to answer your question, Ash and Vanessa plant the seed and start the journey. I'll come in step two. And then from there, then we start using people's talents.
It's one thing singing.
Yes.
It's a very, very different thing. Dancing. And then it is another level when you guys are able to do it almost as a troupe.
Yes.
So well.
Thank you.
And everything is perfectly timed.
It is tricky.
Yeah. A lot of rehearsal?
Yeah. So luckily everybody is trained and very, very skilled. I mean, our weakest dancer would have been Liam, but now he's just dancing away like crazy.
Crazy.
He's even tap dancing in the show, which is insane. So big ups to him. But yeah, it takes a bit of work. But everybody's – what's the comment?
Somebody's taking drugs here because they said Brad is my favorite ginger.
No, that's spot on. We've got Sean Pollock. We've got Ed Sheeran. But I think I'm topping it. Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah, it is Judy though. So there's a bias.
Thanks, Judy. Appreciate it. Love you. No, so everyone's extremely talented. Obviously, it does take a lot of rehearsal to get fit enough to sing and dance simultaneously, which is tricky. But also, I will say that the genre of the show does lend to your adrenaline starts kicking in, and it's just rock music, and it's a lot of fun.
When you guys are finished, I mean, I see, and this is one of the things I love about you guys.
Lay it on me.
I really do like the way that once you're done with the show, you quick out of your dressing room, and you're talking to the people. It's like. You're very accessible, and I think that makes it quite special.
You know, it's super important to us at the theater, again, because we started so small and it was just Ash and Vanessa, and then it was just Ash and myself performing for a long time. We do find that artists exclude themselves from their fans, essentially, and it's a bit weird for us where we wanted to build a little community, and especially where we live and stuff, it's so nice to just go chat to the people, get the feedback. And just know them on a personal basis and start a community that they support and they deserve to be rewarded by us being normal people and nice to them.
And you see that when, I mean, we've seen a number of shows. We've been fortunate enough to see a number of shows. And you see the same people.
Oh, absolutely.
They're coming through regularly. And yeah, I think it's, look, Taylor Swift, I watched a documentary on her the other night, and she fills stadiums because she's accessible.
No, absolutely.
Apart from the fact that she's a remarkable musician, but she's tangible.
No, it's fantastic. And yeah, there's some people who come and watch the show 16 times throughout the run.
Well,
the people just keep coming, and we love you, and we thank you, and you don't know how much it means to us. And yeah, your support is incredible. Thank you.
Well, we've got this show for the benefit of Zone Radio on the 26th, and I must thank you guys, all of you. Now, let me just tell you this, folks, that these musicians, dancers, and performers, down to the cleaning staff, have all volunteered their time free of charge. That is quite special. Did you know that?
You
know now.
I'm not. What? Jeez. No, absolutely. But when we heard about it, I mean, Nikki, the fantastic Nikki, brought it up to us. And it's just such a no-brainer. We love you guys. We love what you're doing. We respect you. I sit and listen to you guys every day in my car. I was just saying, I didn't know what was going on.
You thought your radio was
broken. I thought my radio, but specifically your channel. So I was a bit pissed off. And then I heard, and it's a no-brainer. We have a WhatsApp group, and Nikki literally posted out, guys, we want to do this. And within 30 seconds, it was like, yep, we're in. Let's do it. And let's get you guys back on the air. Please.
Nikki is amazing. Nikki's really
phenomenal.
She's a dynamo. She really is. And thank you.
Absolutely.
I really do. All of us at Zone Radio. And I think the community are appreciative of what you're doing to try and help us cover the cost of all of this. So thank you.
1,000%. Guys, hey, out there, please, buy the tickets, come to the show, and let's get Zone Radio back on the air because my drives are boring now, and selfishly, I want to listen to the radio again.
All right. So thank you. Thank you for that. Now, I'm going to get onto the coffee just now.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to talk about coffee just now.
Let's talk.
No, but before we talk about coffee, I'm not going to – it's hard to talk about this without giving too much away.
So, some of the gags.
So everybody knows the song Hallelujah. It's a classic.
It is. It is a beautiful classic.
It's probably one of the most covered songs in the history of music.
Yeah.
And it's a serious song.
Very.
That you turn into a comedy skit.
No, it's genuine. It's genuine. No, there is a bit of a comedy skit with Hallelujah.
You've got to see it.
Just, yeah.
You've got to see the show just for that.
Absolutely. It's with Ash and myself, and any time I get to do a comedy skit with Ash, it's just gold because he's just so easy to play off, and it's so nice because between the two of us, we've slowly over the years developed the characters, and we always said in the beginning it would be like if you had watched Friends, Ash would definitely be the Ross character, the more serious character who's driving the narrative, and I'm definitely more the silly Joey-type character who's causing cuck.
Yeah.
So I think that, I'm glad you enjoyed the song.
I cried with laughter, and I'm not going to give anything more away because I think that is the to me, that was a highlight of the show.
There are many others,
but that was, it was, you got to go and see it. Just for, if the people only arrive for that, just go and see it for that.
Now, that feedback is appreciated because when we, obviously before you do the show for the first time, you go, we think it'll work. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But we did need an audience, and luckily it works every time.
In every show, was it Man Band where you do the song about the peas?
Yes.
Again, it's genius comedy.
Thank you.
But what I do like about that is your dad is front of house.
Dad! Love your dad.
Alan. He's in front of house. Yeah. And then there's Nikki who does the sound. Mm-hmm. And you somehow seem to bring those people in from the sort of sidelines. Totally. It's almost part of the show.
Completely. I mean, they're part of the family.
Yeah.
And if they weren't busy, they could be on the stage, but they're busy doing their stuff. So, I mean, it's super special for Ash and I to be able to stand on stage and go, this is Dad.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
I think it's very cool. I think the whole concept, the theater itself is comfortable. There's no uncomfortable seat in that place, and there's no
bad seat. No.
Even if you're right at the back, you're on the stage.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a nice, intimate setting, and we will spin, and our sweat will blow all over you, and you'll smell our beautiful. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I was just waiting for you.
I was hoping you'd cut me off.
No, I was just going to let you sink in.
I'm out.
Yeah. All right. I wanted to segue into coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah. You know what coffee is?
Tell me.
The person upon whom is coughed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
That's what happens in the front row. You come and watch the shows.
There we go. We found the segue.
The segue. Very smooth.
Okay.
No, yeah. So, coffee, myself and my best mate, Gareth.
Who's a mean guitarist.
He's a crazy guitarist. Mm. He was going to be in the show, but just didn't make the cut for this one.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. He's one of the best guitarists I've ever seen in my life.
Pack the coffee.
He's busy with the coffee. Yeah. So, he performs with Liam. He is the guitarist in a lot of Liam's music shows. And we've always wanted to do something together. We've been best friends since we were 15 years old. And our dream was always, we said, one day we'll have a coffee shop.
Mm.
That's not possible. Now we're both busy. So we thought, let's get a bit of an entry in and see what it's like. And we started a coffee brand. It was called Brad and Gary's. And it was amazing. We found a roaster. We went and we got our beans graded. The scores came back incredible. Sales were going well. Everything was good. And it was actually, we stumbled upon... In tasting all the coffee, we were having too much coffee.
Mm.
We were hitting 10 to 12 cups of coffee a day because you're tasting, you're blending, you're trying to figure it out. And Gary's a diabetic, so he started, like, his sugar spiking started going off the charts. Yeah, type 1 diabetes, not good for lots of caffeine. Anyway, so we were like, this is a problem. How can we do this? And we actually went to our roast and we said, would it be possible to have a coffee that is less caffeine, 50% less caffeine? And we went through all the science behind it, and it turns out that there is actually a product overseas that does this, and they call it a split shot. And essentially, it's a bag of coffee that's half specialty coffee and half decaf. And we were like, but decaf's got a bit of a negative connotation. The market's not that big because it doesn't really taste as nice.
Yeah.
And we were like, but why? So we went into the science of it, and yes, this is boring.
No.
Shall I keep going? Okay, so we went into the science of it, and we found that a lot of the decaf that's out there, it's just a process that's been neglected. So it's old beans and it's made with chemicals. And we went to our roaster and we said, why? And he said, actually, our decaf bean, our roaster, our partner, is done with a very, very natural method. So it's called the Swiss water process. And the bean's delicious. So we made a blend and we stumbled upon a coffee that is just absolutely sensational. And it's 50% caffeine. So our new coffee company is called Split Shot, okay. Which is what it is called overseas. So it's called Split Shot. Mm. And we have amazing specialty coffee. But we've also, what we're going to really push is the 50% caffeinated coffee. Because you can have half the caffeine or double the coffee. And that's where that's what I wanted. I want more coffee. But I don't want to skits off this planet. Essentially.
Yeah, I don't think coffee will do that for you. You've already done that all on your own. Yeah. So where's this? It's only available at the theater, right?
There's more.
There's more.
So essentially, the company's just kicking off. We're in a pre-launch phase, but you can go check it out, splitshotcoffee.com, and go test it. Try a bag. We've done some blind taste tests. We've made some coffee for people, and they can't point out which one is caffeinated and which one's 50%. Mm. So the coffee tastes good, if not better, than the coffee you're drinking, and it's half the caffeine. Splitshotcoffee.com. Go check it out. Our plan is to take over the world and push this as a thing and just challenge the fact that people think that less caffeinated coffee tastes bad. And the flavor is not in the caffeine. The flavor is in the quality of the bean, and we've got the best bean in the country. So go check it out.
All right. So what is it? Splitshot.com.
Splitshotcoffee.com.
Splitshotcoffee.com. Okay. My lines. Okay. Now, it's also available at the theater, though.
It is also available at the theater. Right. You can go buy it there in person or, just check it out. We've even on Instagram.
Well, I'm basically saying if you're there at the theater, leave with some coffee.
100%.
That's what we say. 100%. Yes.
Check it out. Give it a try.
All right. Well, that's awesome. And good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Gary's a nice chap. He really is a nice chap.
Such a champion.
All right. So what else is coming up? I mean, we've now got Legendary. This is awesome stuff. It really is. Folks, I want to tell you, been there. If you know the thing about the shows that you guys do, and I'm not blowing smoke here. Is whenever you go to a show that you guys have put together at the Cork Bay Theatre, you always leave feeling a whole lot better than when you arrived.
Yes.
And for that time that you're in there, the world and its troubles and its worries are the furthest thing from your mind.
That's
and then when
amazing.
You come out of that for the first couple of hours, or sometimes I like you go get home and now you want to go to sleep, but you can't because
you're on a high.
Because you're on such a high. And that is a genuine gift that you give to the people of this valley.
Thank you.
It really is a genuine gift.
Thank you very much. And that's all to Ash and Van. Like the quality of things they put in the theater, it's got their stamp of approval on it, and their quality is sensationally high. So anything that's at the theater, you can trust and you can go check it out and you will love it.
You will indeed. And listen, you got to see this lady perform.
Vanessa's on another level.
Yeah, she just completely owns the place. You know,
she's fantastic.
We had a blues singer in this country. She's still around. I don't know how much singing she's doing. Name is Charlie King. And Charlie King used to get up on a blues stage. And from the minute she started to the minute she left, she owned that audience.
No, absolutely.
Completely owned them. And you guys do that as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's worth seeing. It is absolutely worth seeing. And, of course, if you went on the 26th, well, Zone Radio would benefit. And, again, our deepest gratitude to you guys.
Absolutely.
For what you...
Anything for you guys. But go get your tickets. And
go
come.
It's on Quicket.
And come say hi. It's on Quicket.
Yeah.
At Quicket.
Yes. And we're going to do a quiz.
Okay.
A music quiz.
At the show.
Yes. So
that's fun. So
what we're going to do, I haven't quite worked out the format, but it might have to do with the lyrics.
Yes.
I'm thinking along those lines with the songs that are in the show.
Love it.
So it'll be like 10 questions, winner gets a prize. We're asking people to dress up, best dressed people will win prizes. So we're going to do all of that just to add a little extra.
It sounds like a Thursday night I'm excited for.
Participation packs.
Amazing. Yes. Yeah. Nikki's put together participation packs.
Yeah.
Guys get involved in the show. It's very, very cool.
Nikki's a superstar. She really is.
We love Nikki.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, so I guess coming up at the theatre, we've got Liam McDermott's show Layla's coming up again. They're doing another run, which is very
who's
exciting.
Who's he?
I don't know.
Oh, he was the guy that he's supposed to be here.
This big giant hole in the chair.
Yeah, that empty space, that's Liam. Okay,
I'll have words with him later.
Yeah.
So we've got that coming up. We've got
Brilliant show.
We've got Alan Committee coming back, who Alan's become a great friend of ours and is just... For me, one of the best comedians in the world. In the world.
Mm.
He's just on another level. Good. He's so good. And then what we're working on at the moment is our end-year show, which is our Cirque Cabaret, a naughtier adult show that we do every year of a season. And the next one's called Unthinkable. So we're very excited about that.
I was interested in that because I saw it, and the poster doesn't tell you to. It's very sort of. It's still quiet.
It's still quiet. It's still in creation. Okay. But the idea is that Vanessa, as brilliant as she is on stage, she's also brilliant behind the scenes. Mm. But a lot of the stuff that she does stresses us out. And what we're doing at the moment is we're actually flipping the theater around so that the stage is going to be at the back of the theater, so that we can access the higher ceiling, so that our aerial acts that we do. Is going all the way to the ceiling. So that's what we're busy figuring out at the moment. So it's going to be crazy.
I mean, looking at that space, that takes vision.
It does take vision. Yeah. Absolutely. Vanessa's got it. And it's also, we are now going to do all our hoops and poles and levers and stuff 6 meters in the air. So we'll see how that... It's going to be a fun rehearsal process. We're going to have to take some life insurance out.
Yeah, and then find the funny in something.
Absolutely.
Again.
See how we can be funny 5 meters in the air.
Yeah.
We'll try our best.
I'm a big fan of hers. I really, really am. And watching her perform, and that takes nothing from the rest of you guys.
No, absolutely. But, hey, for us, it's always a huge comfort having Vanessa on stage because we know that there's just that person who can also just take a crowd and carry them.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. But each of you have your own...
We have a little role.
It's not a little role. You each have your uniqueness.
Yes.
And Brad's he's a great actor.
Thank you.
Brad, you are a great actor.
Thank you very much.
And your deadpanness and all of that. It's what you bring to, like, the thing. Your brother, on the other hand, can play the village idiot with, like, ease.
Oh, he's so good.
He really is so very, very good. And so everybody's got this, you know, all of you. So, Legendary 26, go, because, you know, we'll be very happy about that. But whatever the show is, and these folks are in it, you got to go and see it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Guys, please, go get your tickets again. Okay. I want them back on the radio. Let's get Zone Radio back on the radio.
Yes, so you don't, yeah, because, yeah, all right. So one of the songs in that show is My Sharona.
Oh, yeah.
That's just one of them.
Ash sings it. Oh, there are so many, yeah. The set list is crazy. It's the best of the best. I think Vanessa made a post at some point where it's just like 40 different artists all over the place. AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Cranberries, Evanescence, Bon Jovi, Blink-182, Avril Lavigne, Alice Cooper. There's Creedence Clearwater,
everybody's
in it. If you love anything to do with rock music, it's the show for you.
But your favorite is My Sharona.
I love My Sharona. I used to listen to it on my dad's mixtape when I was a little kid, okay. Which you'll hear about in the show.
Yeah. All right, listen, Brad, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
It's always such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for everything that you do for the community, and we appreciate you guys.
Thank you, and again, our gratitude to all of the cast, but we'll express that.
We'll see you guys on the 26th.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Okay. Okay, you can go now.
Bye. Thanks.
Yeah, no, we're bored with you.
Liam and I are out of here now.
Yeah, you and Liam. Take Liam.
Liam, hey, you can speak now.
Yeah, no, take Liam with you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
Richard.
So
appreciate
much.
It, eh?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.